Hello.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Louise. So formal. Well, welcome to Audio Syncretica, where two best friends figure shit out. I don't know. That is the gist of it. What's been going on with you, Brian?
Not much recently, just
watching movies.
A cat?
I got a cat.
To replace, what was the other cat's name?
His name was Skeeter. Not necessary to replace, because there was a cat that looked exactly like Skeeter. So we didn't get that one. We got a black cat, and we named her Akira Moon. Well, that's the way Claudia pronounces it, but I like it, Akira. It's a boy's name, but I don't care.
You got to pronounce it correctly, right?
Me? No.
Kind of like the Ra's al Ghul and Ra's al Ghul? Or?
It's fucking Ra's al Ghul.
don't start with that shit.
It's fucking Ra's al Ghul. There's no H. It's Ra's al Ghul, and this cat's named. Glad he calls her Akira. I called her Akira. So it's both. But in this conversation, it's Akira. I don't know. Have you seen the movie? That's where I got it from. They're the same name, Akira.
It's been like a long time since I've seen it. My uncle,
I like it.
Tony used to have it. I think that's where I first watched it.
Yeah, Tony would watch that, huh? Like,
if anybody, yeah, like, if you told me Tony, yeah, I'd believe the shit out of it. Yeah.
John, I'd be like, you know, I'm not sure.
Well, yeah, Jonathan's probably more into anime than I am.
They're more into anime than you are.
Yeah, I'm really not into anime that much.
Man, I don't know. Like, a lot of people are into anime. The last one I watched was Devilman Crybaby, and I like that one. But it's weird.
Like, I think that's what you have to accept with anime. It's just weird.
I tried watching that. Have you ever seen that Godzilla one on Netflix?
It's animated, right?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's an anime one, but I couldn't really get into it.
I've been wanting to go ahead and watch that, but I don't know. I haven't seemed to find the time or the want to watch it. Because here's what I do. I look at stuff. I put it on my Play Next on my Apple TV. Never watch that shit. Just fucking never watch that shit. I don't know. Well, I do know. I'm just lazy and I don't want to watch stuff. And sometimes I just do other shit. What was it called? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I said that's how it goes.
Yeah, I end up putting a lot of stuff in my queue, but just never watching it. The desire is there, but the mood and, like, you know, how much time I have available, I take that into consideration too. I'm playing a video game right now, but I find video games to be like, I have to put everything into it, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's just some shit I don't really want to do at this time. Been reading up on X-Men, and that's about it. So you've been having some trouble with your phone, right?
I wouldn't say trouble, but yeah, kind of.
What would you call it?
These little annoyances that creep up from time to time. Well, more than time to time, right?
But time after time?
Yeah.
And then it's in your face? I'm starting to, like, stop using my phone as much. Well, I don't know. I think I still use my phone a pretty considerable amount throughout the day. It's just so easy to like, I don't know. Have you ever been next to somebody and then they're talking to you and then you just do not give a shit what they say and you kind of just want to do what you want to do on your phone?
That's pretty much me all the time at work. During the times that we have break, like a lunch break, and I'm with my coworkers, they're talking about shit like videos and everything, and I'm just like, no, just
Are they
I
do they do
just
they
want to look at
bring
my phone.
work to like lunch and shit?
I don't know. I don't think we talk about, well, I guess we do talk about work.
I don't like that.
It's kind of a natural thing to do sometimes.
No, it's not. You know what's natural? Fucking eating and talking about some other shit. Yeah. I try to avoid talking about work to people that I work with. Because that shit's boring as fuck. So I was just like, dude, like, I don't want to bring that shit over here.
It's mostly like a bitching, you know?
I like bitching too, but fuck. I'd
But
rather
about other things.
I've been kind of bitching about my phone and, well, not so much that, but my AirPods have been taking a little bit longer to connect, and I really want something that seal that creates a good seal, like in-ear headphones. And I
Yeah.
found these things on Amazon that have like little cushions on them to just like channel all the music into my ear. Because no matter what the environment is, if it's anywhere but home and in a quiet place, I'm gonna hear everything, and I kind of want to do that. I like tuning almost everything out, and then just doing what I want to do. Like, for example, if I was doing dishes, I'd probably listen to a podcast while I was doing that. I don't like to just do one thing at a time. I'd rather do two things just really shittily, you know.
Yeah.
Or I don't know. I don't even consider that multitasking, because at least when I'm like doing something like cutting the yard, I was like, oh hey, you know what, I didn't know that, like podcasts, an educational medium.
I guess I don't mind the that they're not sealed in. Like I don't think I ever really cared about having the outside noise like 100% blocked.
It's
As long
because
as I can hear my music, it's pretty
since I started using those Altec Lansing that I showed you,
good.
we were drinking on FaceTime. Like, I really like the way those sound. Like when I hear bass, like it's just like, oh shit. It sounds like it does like on like a fucking like a nice car or with a sound system. It sounds like that, but in my ears. I like that shit, you know? Like if I'm listening to something, I want to hear like just nothing but the bass. Like,
Slapping the bass.
I don't know about that. And it sounds okay. So I've also noticed that hip hop music sounds nothing like rock or anything like that when you put it on a sound system. So if I'm listening, especially like this days, like, you know, hip hop and R&B artists, like it's just like real bass heavy, and then like they got those trap drums. You do know what trap drums sound like?
Yeah.
That's what they sound like. They sound like real tinny. It's just like it's a weird medium because I like fucking loud drums too. Like I don't know. Sometimes I just want to thrash, you
Yeah.
know? So that's why, like yesterday, like for about 3 or 4 hours, I was listening to nothing but the Misfits and maybe a few other punk bands. Also, I wanted to hear Halloween because like it felt like festive, not festive, but I felt like the right time to put on that music with our cat, because it was a long we got it from Lucy, and yeah, I think she got a little bit attached, but I had a point somewhere. Oh yeah, so when you put on like a rock song, like all the bass just goes away, and I realized like how shitty rock music sounds like on my setup. So I have to do like another equalizer thing just for like rock music, I'm noticing. It's really weird. Well, not weird, just kind of annoying. Not even annoying, but it's just, is that the, I wonder why that is. Like, is just, is that just the way hip hop is? Or I don't know, has.
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, they rely a lot on the beats.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
the first thing anybody hears when they hear hip hop is they're like, "Oh man, that's a killer beat, bro."
Is that what they said?
Or I don't know, man. I
Some
don't know how
fat
to.
music.
That
Hey, do you want to listen to it on my
beat
sound
was
system?
ill.
Shit, that shit's. Oh, I know one of them. That shit's fire. And then they call
Yeah,
you
there we go.
fam. I don't know. Like, I used to work with this guy that would always say fam a lot. And I don't know. It just didn't fit with, like, who he was. I feel like he just went with the hype, There's some shit I won't say. Like, there's straight up
Yeah.
just some shit I won't say. I'll say fire every once in a while, but like, ironically. That shit's real fire, cuz. Like, I don't know. That's about all I say.
Okay.
That shit real fire, cuz. That might slip out every once in a while. Let's see. Kid Cudi came
God's
out with a new
plan.
album. Huh?
I was gonna say God's plan slips out every once in a while for me.
Fucking love God's plan, dude. Like, oh man.
I don't mean this. Well, I do kind of mean the song, but kind of like
You
making fun of
do.
it.
You know you do. Like,
So I
fuck.
always say something, I'm just like, God's plan.
I like the music
God's
video.
plan.
Fucking love that shit. In fact, Kanye West and Kid Cudi came up with a collaboration called Kids See Ghosts. But I don't know. I don't think you'd be really on it. I don't know. You never came around to like hip hop or anything like that, did you?
Not much, no. I won't like keep up with any of the trending hip hop. I'll
I
hear
find
like,
it.
after they get old, supposedly, but
I find it a lot easier nowadays because, well, Apple Music will just, man, it seems like I just buy everything Apple, huh? But like with Apple Music, they have,
ecosystem.
huh?
You gotta have that ecosystem.
Yeah, I think I really do. Yeah, anyways,
Yeah,
the only thing I don't have is like a computer, like an Apple computer. I used to have one, but I don't have one anymore. But I don't think I really need it, I've gotten accustomed to just like not using that shit. I can't use it at work, so what's the point?
God's plan.
God's plan? Yeah, that is God's plan. Fuck. Oh, so it's, I think it's a lot easier because they have like a lot of these curated playlists that you can hear. Like a lot of the shit that's just like barely coming out,
Yeah, I know.
But when
I was gonna say, yeah, I know Apple kind of leans towards a lot of, the new hip hop music, and they just throw it at your face. They're just like, here, listen,
That's where it's at. Like,
listen,
that's straight up where it's
like,
at.
listen
Like, I don't know.
to this shit right now.
I do. Like, most of the time, I'm just like, well, fuck. Like, I will listen to this. There's also, like, fucking Trap Latino. That's just fucking, or not, I don't know. There's, like, Latin Trap. That sounds pretty badass, too. The people like Bad Bunny and John Z coming up. Like, fuck, man. I like that shit, too. I think it sounds cooler in Spanish, but I don't know. That's just me. There's some things that sound like real gacho in Spanish,
Like tougher.
I don't know. And then like a lot of like Latin trap music just talks about like fucking chicks without a condom. Te voy a coger sin condón. Like that's like a recurring theme in like Latin trap music. Like I hear it a lot. It's like, oh shit. Bunch of Latin stars just raring to have a baby. Or I don't know. Like I guess it means like they're closer to that person. I don't fucking know. I don't like some things just don't translate well. Well, they don't. Like it's not gonna
Yeah.
if you directly translate the song into English, it's not gonna be like the same shit. Just like, oh, this sounds weird.
Yeah.
I don't know what any of this means. Sorry, I'm drinking coffee at it's 6 o'clock in the afternoon. What day is it? Is today it's Saturday, but what's the actual day?
28.
Oh, okay.
But
So
it's 8 o'clock.
July 28th.
It's 8 o'clock?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Well, shit. A lot of time went by, I guess. Damn.
I feel like Eastern time, right? Wait, what are we?
We're central.
Are we central?
I think there is one part of Texas that is maybe eastern, but.
But we are central.
For the most part, I think for the most part, Texas is central.
Okay, cool.
Actually, no. In El Paso, they have never eat. Sorry, I think Western time or whatever, or some. I don't know the other one. I think it's only in El Paso that they have a different time zone, if I'm not mistaken. Eastern, Central. Is there a Western time? Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
I don't know which one's which. It's always been central for me. Yeah, I'm just having some coffee, like, real late in the day. I'm trying to get away from drinking a lot of energy drinks or soda at all.
I kind of stopped the energy drinks. I mean, I think if I do have one, it's nowadays it's a little more rare. But it was to the point where I was drinking them like almost every, well, at least one every day.
Yeah, like I kind of just got out of that. And mostly so for my diet, dude, like I'm not saying like I'm dieting, but I do eat regulated meals throughout the week. But I wouldn't exactly call it a diet because I still eat like shit. I try to keep sugary drinks out until the end of the day. Because as soon as the end of the day comes around, I need something sweet or something like that. I need something sweet. Because throughout the whole morning to late afternoon, I'm not eating anything that has any type of sugar. And I think it has like a real hold on me, dude. Because like at the end of the day, I'm just like, oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. sugar or carbs, man? And I would just, I just got away from, I just stopped like drinking an energy drink every day, like every morning. Like, I don't know. It can't be good for my body. You know, like all of that shit cannot be good for my body. And I've been trying to drink more. Oh, dude, I don't weigh like 270 something anymore. I weigh like around 250 now.
Nice.
I've been trying to lose a little bit of weight, dude.
Progress.
I have been running, dude. Like, fuck. I don't know how much that helps with like weight loss or anything like that. Like, I know lifting probably burns more calories, but I fucking love running.
No, well,
like, I really do.
Like, before I started doing, you know, physical activities, I guess, I was
like sex.
I wish, man. I wish. But yeah, I mean, running is always the first thing people say when they want to lose weight. But like lifting, it's because. What I like to do when I go to the gym is, you know, run first and then lift. And, you know, I was reading which way is better or whatever, but I guess they say if you're trying to lose weight, you would lift first and then run after because when you're lifting, you know, you use your actual, like, the calories that you need to produce energy to use, and when you're lifting you kind of like, you know, waste that, so then when you run afterwards you're literally just burning the fat instead of, you know, the calories that you used already.
Because I think you're right, but I think of it a different way. Like, you're burning like so much calories that you're already burning through the carbs that you ate throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
That you just like start burning through like all your fat. Yeah. But it's essentially the same thing. But because like one lifting sesh, about 45 minutes, I think I could burn about like 500 calories easy. I mean, like, easy. Because you know what? Like, we have that little competition going on, not competition, but where I see your stats
Oh, yeah.
for running and you see mine. And every time I look at yours, I'm just like, motherfucker, like this guy like is always beating me, but it's just like, but your calories are really low for what you burn.
Yeah.
But mine are higher. But it's also that like I weigh 250 pounds. You know what I mean? Like I'm always like real pissed, like, why is he always beating his goal? Like I only see that you beat your goal or that you went out for a run. I'm just like, man, fuck this. We'll go run too. But I've been instead of you run outside like on the sidewalks and stuff, right? Around your around your hood.
Yeah, I go out of the neighborhood and go around well, not all the way around Edinburgh North, but I run kind of around it, and then I work my way back.
Does that hurt your knees? Like running on the pavement in the street?
Well, I mean, it's pretty much sidewalk for most of it, so I never really have to run on the street.
I think running on the sidewalk's even worse, brother.
I don't know. I mean, that's the safer place, I guess. I'm not gonna run on this.
I mean, that is true, but like it's because I think when I started running, well, when I started, excuse me, when I had that brief stint where I thought I was going to start running for a little bit and stopped, I think it was because I was running around my hood and shit. And like, I don't know, that little tendonitis that I was telling you where I have where it's like right on the side of the knee, like that shit hurt like a lot, dude. Like, fuck. But when I started running the track, I completely skipped all of that stuff, like that whole step. I'm just getting used to that. But I'm starting to pick up my pace and want to work myself up to like about 45 minutes of pure cardio, just fucking running, like the whole time. Like, it's, and yeah, I don't know if I. It's gonna be a while, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, man. I used to, I think when I was a little more into it, I was eventually the little route I run outside, I was able to do it without stopping. But nowadays, when I, do end up going to run, I have to at least like stop for, a brief few seconds and stuff.
You were telling me something else earlier, but it also depends on like what you eat and stuff like excuse me, what you eat and what you drink. Like
Yeah.
if I drank the night before, I'm not gonna have a good run. Like it's just it's I'm gonna run like shit. I can already feel
Yeah.
it.
Yeah, like when I eat, like fast food and for lunch or whatever the fuck, I feel sluggish, so when I'm running, I feel like, I guess my breathing is, different, feel a little bit heavier.
I can't get my breathing right, but it's because I feel like I need to get my pace and my breathing right at the same time. Not at the same time, but I feel like I'm getting my pace first, and then I'll focus on my breathing because it gets really, excuse me, it gets really difficult to manage that like while you're running. But sometimes I run with like a lot of baggage. You know what I mean? Like I'll be thinking about something about work or something at home. Yeah, let that shit go. You know, I just need to let that shit go. It's been like getting a little bit easier, just like, oh,
Well,
well, fuck, I don't need to think about that
I
right
kind
now.
of use that as a, I guess, a distraction from my body feeling really exhausted while running. So, like, if I'm thinking about all these things in my head while I'm running, by the time I know it, I'm like, a mile in or some shit like that. And
Oh, dude, are you serious?
yeah, like, and I don't feel like, I haven't felt, the pain on my knees or, the usual, like, where you feel worn out when you're running. Like, my mind distracts myself sometimes from that if I have a lot of shit on my mind.
I try to like dig into that as much as I can to where I'll have like not like literal tunnel vision, but I'll try to just focus on what I'm seeing in front of me. And I just hear like every step, like not hear every step, but I feel every step I'm taking and I focus on every breath. And then that to me is comforting, but I guess to each their own. Like, you know what I mean? Like what you said to me just sounds like real stressful and I'm just like, oh fuck. But probably what I'm doing sounds pretty stressful to you too, right? Like
No, not really. It's just if I'm focusing on the running, then I have a tendency of like focusing on myself getting tired or whatnot.
I think that's why I do it, because I want to just like, man, I just want to. And then there's people at the track that I see that I don't like for like real specific reasons, man. Like there's this guy with the cap. Like he, I don't know, one day, like I said hi, and then my girl said hi to his girl or whatever. Cause like we see that, like you see the same people that track like every day, you know what I mean? Yeah. The same people that ran yesterday are probably running the next day, but we haven't seen him around that late. But oh, they're never gonna listen to this. Anyways, like I don't know their names, but like one of them just runs like shit. Like, you know what I mean? Just one of them just runs like shit, just stopping, going, stopping, going. And they're not doing sprints. I'm just I'm thinking the whole time, like, why did you come out to the track? But it's not the type of like walk. It's not like running and then walking at a regular pace. It's like running and then exhausted walking. I'm just like, fuck, dude, like that doesn't hurt. Like, it feels, I can just like hear the lactic acid just building up in our muscles and shit. Like, fuck, man. Like, that sounds like real. I don't know. That sounds, to me, that's just not good. Like, because if I stopped running, like, I just stopped. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just told my body, like, I ain't doing this shit no more. Yeah. Whereas before, like, I would be able to pick up and I would get my second wind, just go again. It's not like that anymore. And then the husband or the boyfriend, like, he's a pretty good runner, but it's just, like, he's just not friendly, I guess. I don't know. That pissed me off. So every time I see him on the track, I try to pass him, and I do. Especially a chick, like I usually like what is it? It's called lapping, right? When you catch up to them again on the track,
yeah.
Like you pass them once and then you pass them again, yeah. So I lapped her, and then like lapping the boyfriend's a little bit hard, you know what I mean? Because he's a pretty good runner. But as soon as I get that, I'm just like I start smiling while I pass him and shit. Like I don't know, it's kind of like a competition for me. But then there's some people on the track that really fucking know how to run and stuff, but. I see some of the younger crowd and like all they do is like run 1 mile. Cause I count people's laps. Like I could keep like my laps and their laps, but it's kind of like a motivator for me. But then I see only, like I'm trying to catch up to them and all they do is run a mile. And I was like, oh dude, that's all you're going to give me today. Like, fuck man. Like, I don't know. I wouldn't mind starting a running club, but like where I don't really have to do much shit. Like, start the run club, but then give the responsibility to somebody else. Like, for me, like, running is just, like, an escape. It lets me go into that real specific thing, and it just helps me, like, escape from, like, my daily life. I like it. Like, you know what I mean? It's just, like, it's my meditation for the day.
Yeah.
You know? And I like it a lot. But I need to get some new running shoes, because have you seen my black Adidas?
Yeah, I think they're the same ones that you're talking about.
They look like old man shoes, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, they look like old man shoes. They're the same ones. They look like old man shoes, but they're kind of comfortable. But they like that like gel shit or whatever the what am I thinking of? It's the same thing that the memory foam.
Yeah.
That shit like wore out like months ago, dude. Like I don't like those shoes anymore.
Yeah,
so I think I was just gonna get me some.
The memory foam for the Adidas, like they wear out really fast, so they get really uncomfortable.
I think it's with shoes, period, man. Because I've had some other shoes like that, and it wore off pretty quickly. I thought it was just because it was like an off brand or something. Mm-hmm. I think I was just trying to make excuses, and I got another pair, and that shit wears off pretty quick. I like the gel inserts. I'm cool with. But those have their own problems too, man. Like, they don't last as long as the shit that came with the shoe, you know?
Yeah. Well,
so,
my shoes are, I mean, they have yet to even look like they're wearing out. The Mizunos.
You have Mizunos?
Yeah. And they have, like, this hard.
I have a pair of
plastic on the heel area. Well, like, underneath. Uh-huh. So, it's, like, really. I guess it keeps it really stable, and it's not like I wouldn't say it's super comfortable, but like when you run it, there's like a little, I guess like a little bounce where the heels are at. So it feels pretty well when you run.
Are you striking with your heels or what?
No, it's just you. I noticed it like when I first bought them, because it's compared to the I had Adidas also before, and I had to switch them because I remember running and the bottom of my foot after a run was like fucked up. So whenever I would step on it or, you know, put pressure on my foot, dude, it hurt like a motherfucker. So I was like, man,
I was going to recommend Mizuno's. Well, I was going to say I was going to get some Mizuno's because when I go to, like, what is it called, like Burlington, Ross, or Marshalls, like, they have them for a pretty good price, man. I think the last pair I got were, like, $29.
Yeah, they
But I good. Use them for – I use them now for cutting the yard. They're really good shoes, though. They lasted me, like, a good year or year and a half, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just, like – that's when I used to run, like, pretty often. I think I'm running – if I keep this up, I'll be running more often than I did before, because I think it was just like every other day that I would do – that I would just focus on – what is it called? Cardio? Mm-hmm. But, yeah, these shoes are just really starting to – like the – what is it called? The sole looks the same, but it doesn't feel the same. I know what you mean. It's got that springy step. They have this – they call it like Wave Rider technology or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Or Z Wave. Yeah, it's something like that. Wave Riders. But dude, I fucking love that shit. But after like about a year, year and a half, that shit starts to feel like a Nerf plastic, you know? So that's why I only it kind of loses its elasticity. It uses its pliability, elasticity, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
After a while, and they become hard as a rock. It feels like you're walking on Nerf toys. That's why I just use them for cutting the yard and doing some stupid shit. But yeah, I was thinking about getting some Mizunos. Something to really, like, run in. Well, I mean, like, I don't know. I just want to get fast on the track. I want to be able to do 3 miles in under 30 minutes. I think I'd be fine with that. 10-minute miles? I don't think that's asking too much. There's people that do like miles in like six or well, I do my first mile in about 6 or 7 minutes.
Pretty good,
but I can't keep that pace. I cannot keep that pace like the whole run. Like I cannot. It's just really hard, and I just like, oh, okay, fuck this. My body gives out way too much. Anyways, returning from the running podcast that we. Host now. I think it no fuck it, like I think it's like really important, like you're doing like I think you should be do something like a little bit healthy, or I don't know, is that healthy, is that considered healthy fitness wise?
Yeah, healthy.
You should do something like throughout your day, like just something. Some people just do some hard ass work, like, you know, like my brother-in-law is doing that shit with the windmills. Like that shit seems like real fucking rough, man. I wouldn't want to do that. But that's like a lot of, like, you just waste a lot of, not waste a lot of energy, but you happen to expend a lot of energy doing the work you do.
Yeah.
At that point, like, I wouldn't, like, when I was working construction, dude, I didn't fucking work out for what? I was already lifting the heavy shit at work. Like, I didn't want to go out of my way to lift some more heavy shit afterwards. But there's people that are so dedicated to it that they will just fucking go to the gym afterwards, man. No, that's just not me, though. Fuck that.
Yeah, I mean,
I saw this.
I was gonna say, I think if I were to do work like that, I'm not sure I would ever step at a gym again. But who knows? Like,
dude, where you're not sure, I know I won't. Like, you know what I mean? I straight up just know I won't. Like, you know what I mean? Like, fuck that. Like, you can 86 that shit twice. Fuck that, dude. Nah, man. It also depends on what type of work. If I was doing like heavy machinery or something like that, I would definitely go to the gym afterwards because I'm sitting down all day.
Yeah.
There were days where I would just like drive a what is it called? The roller? It's not a steamroller.
Yeah, that's what it's called, right?
It's called a steamroller. Or a compactor or whatever the fuck. It's one of those. I'm sorry. I haven't worked construction in a while. Somebody will correct me later. But I used to be on those and like, you know, all I was doing is just vibrating the compactor just to go ahead. That was like the hardest part. It was like, I had to hold on just a little bit worse. a little bit harder. And it was just like, at the end of the day, I just had like a little bit of sunburn and I just got out and went to the gym. Like that, at that point, yes, I would go to the gym. It just really depends on what type of work. But when I was working concrete, like, fuck, dude, yeah. That was just fucking no all the way, dude. No.
What's up?
What was that?
What's up?
Oh, like, I just wouldn't do that. There was some guy, like, just talking shit. But he's, like, I scroll through my Instagram and then like all he does is just like post and shit. Like, what is it exactly he said? But I found it kind of funny. Cause he's like real fat. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I have nothing against fat people, but it's just like, I know this guy works out a lot, but how does he still weigh that much? You know what I mean? And I know he doesn't have like any type of like illnesses or anything like that, or any type of impediments that keep him from losing weight. Like, I feel that there's a lot more going on than what he says. Cause like, I could go to the gym and just work out for 3 hours, but if I still eat the way I do, like, fuck, dude, I'm still going to be pretty heavy. You feel me?
Yeah, that is true.
Like, I can eat like shit and go to the gym. And I know exactly what happened. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I look like pretty big for my arms, but oh man, I still got this gut. Oh yeah. Why did I eat 2 pizzas yesterday? Like, yeah. I connect that shit, but he said some things that were true, but some things that were not. Like, you know that there's like those Instagram stars that have like butt lifts or like what is it called, breast implants, or they'll have like liposuction done,
yeah,
or they'll take steroids. But people think like, but people think that that like they have to get like that to be like okay. Oh no, how can I put it? Those people like set like a certain type of example, but people feel they should go ahead and chase that type of example, like, you know what I mean, that it's attainable, but without like, you know, cheating and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Which I think it is, but like not exactly like that, you know what I mean? Like, but if you're expecting like a fucking like a waist where I can just like grab your waist, but like a really big butt and like really big chest, like that's just like sometimes that's just not possible because you're gonna lose like fat deposits from there too, you know. Same thing with like guys, and then when they see like bodybuilding, specifically bodybuilding, man, because those guys take steroids and stuff, you know.
Yeah, they do.
Not powerlifters, like those guys are just like. Have you seen? You haven't seen Game of Thrones, right?
No, I have not. I'm probably like one of the rare people that.
Oh, it's fine, dude. Like you, I'm pretty sure you had other shit to do. I'm serious. Like, there used to be this one guy that I used to work with that would just like, you haven't seen the 8th season of Walking Dead? Just like, nah, man, I just watched something else. Just like, I can't believe it. Like, I can because I got other shit to do. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I don't know, the Walking Dead just really didn't. Yeah, I don't like talking about this shit. The reason I was saying is because there's this guy. I think his name is Thor or something like that. It's Thor Margin or something like that. But he plays this guy called the Mountain. But that guy is just fucking like, he's not human. He's just huge, and he can like throw like 300 pounds over 50 feet or some shit like that. He's like really powerful. Like as far as for powerlifters and the people that do those strongman competitions, I don't think they're doing steroids because they'll test them for that. But with what is it called, bodybuilding, it's different, dude. They take nothing but steroids, and it's like the same thing as boxers. They'll fast and like limit their water intake, which I think is like really dangerous.
Sounds dangerous to me.
Well, it is, but that's how they get their skin to go ahead and just stick to their muscles. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to have, like, there's a limit to how much body fat that you need on your body. And I don't know, I think it's somewhere around like 5 or 10%. I think 10%, I would say like about 20%, you'd look pretty great. But at 10, you're going to be like, you're going to look a little skinny, you know? Like, your skin's going to be wrapping around your muscles at that point. Like, there's not going to be a lot of skin in between. And that looks scary, doesn't it? Like,
I wish I was more like that. I mean, the last time I Man, the last time I checked, my percentage was, what is it, June, July, June? Probably around May. Or the
May?
Yeah.
How much was your body fat?
13%.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, but at that time I was like really always going to the gym all the time. I kind of now it's more more slacking.
So I would say 20% is like healthy. Like people that are about 20% body fat, if they're, I wouldn't even say saying like a super active lifestyle, but if you just go walk every once in a while, I'd say you look pretty healthy. You know?
Yeah.
But once you get to like 10, and then you start going into single digits, you're gonna look like real fucking sick, but you're gonna fucking be thirsty. But that's what these athletes will do, and it's real scary. And I wouldn't want to do that shit. Like, fuck, I love eating, dude. Like, I can't stop eating. Like, I'm not like, you know, I know what it takes to be like an athlete, and well, no, like, you know what? I really don't, because I don't have that type of dedication or anything like that. I don't know what it is to be an athlete, but I know I don't have it. But all I want to do is just live a healthier life. Like, I'm on paper, I'm obese, but I don't think I look like fat or anything like that. But I wouldn't mind, like, you know what I mean? What was it called? I think Kevin James made that joke where I think I have fitness goals like that, but it's just like, I just want my stomach to stop moving when I brush my teeth. You know, like that's basically it. But that, yeah, like I think my goals are pretty attainable. Just like I just want to look a little bit trimmer, and I want to be a little bit healthier to be here in this world for a little bit longer. And that's about it. I was thinking about getting a fucking longboard, man. Another one, because I can't find my 46 incher. Where? What was it from? Who was the make? I don't remember who it was. But it had like a cool cat. And oh, you know what? Joshua broke it.
He broke it?
He said he was trying to take it to the store. He broke my fucking board. And I was just like, oh, fuck. I still don't have another board. I don't think I'm getting one. But, oh, well. But I wanted to get, like, a shorter longboard. Like, I want a longboard, but that doesn't make sense, right? Because longboards are more for, like, cruising.
Yeah.
And skateboards are more for like skateboards, like straight up skateboards are for like, they're trick boards. You know what I mean? Like you're going to do a lot of tricks on them. Like on a longboard, you can, but it's hard because it's heavy. Like it's a lot heavier than a regular skateboard just because of the wheels sometimes. Like, and I like big fat ass wheels to really hug the road. But I wanted to get like maybe a 36 incher, which is about the size of like a regular skateboard, but I just want that, I want that like loose trucks, big wheels, you know, and I want that kind of the same style. What is it called? A drop through? Yeah, a 36. I want the 36 inch Tomahawk, the 2014 36 inch Tomahawk Land Yachts longboard edition. That's the one I want specifically. Like I thought about it. Like it's exactly that one. Because it's, like, it's small enough to where I could just pick it up and just, like, go ahead and do my thing. But it's not, like, you know what I mean? I could put it in, like, on a skateboard backpack and I'd be fine. But the other one, like, it felt like I had to really, like, pick that shit up, you know? Like, like if there was any, like, rough terrain and I had to walk through it, like, it was kind of heavy. I'm not saying I'm a little bitch, but fuck, man. It gets heavy after a while. Man. You don't want to carry that shit. Well, fuck, dude, I don't. Like, fuck. Like, you remember the clamshell, the white clamshell backbooks, which I still think are the best MacBooks?
Yeah.
Okay, that shit weighed 5 pounds. I remember carrying that shit to fucking college every day. Fuck that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it just hurts. Now they have, like, these... Well, I'm not saying get a MacBook Air, but when they first came out, like, they were fucking badass. Because it was about the size... What was it? Like, when Steve Jobs just, like, threw it in, like, the envelope? Like, fuck yeah, I wanted one. Yeah, so I got one. And it was badass.
Yeah, they did do that, right? They put it in the commercial. They put it inside the envelope.
They even did it when the whole thing was Steve Jobs took it out of an envelope. No, it was just like, what the fuck? He fit a whole computer in there. But essentially, like, the reason I'm saying is not get a MacBook Air at this time is because, if I'm not mistaken, they haven't updated anything but the screen. And they haven't updated the MacBook Air since, like, it came out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe small refreshes to the processor. But they're really weak machines. Like there's that other MacBook, like it's just called a MacBook, and even that one's feeling a little bit dated too, you know? Like I feel that there's a niche device that is the MacBook Air that has not been updated in a while, and I feel that they're trying to replace that with the MacBook Pro, which I would be okay with. It's a lot lower cost and stuff like that. But like let's say the one I want is a 12 inch. Let's say I get that one with the keyboard and the keyboard cover and like a mouse type of thing, or not a mouse, like what is it, that pencil shit?
Yeah, it's a pencil.
Actually, I don't think I would get the pencil.
Really?
I would probably get the mouse. I mean, I draw a lot, but fuck, like, I mean, I want to spend $100 on a pencil, you know? Like, you feel me? I'm good with the regular, like the ones that you get, like at the gas station or whatever, like those little stylus. I'm cool with those. Like, I can make that work. So, but like, I wouldn't.
The stylus is hard.
I don't think that stylus is worth $100 to me. But then again, like I'm not drawing all day. You know, I draw, but that's not my job. And I'm not gonna do it every day. And I could do it with my finger. You know? I'm cool with doing it with my finger. I actually like doing like I don't know, I like feeling like a kid again, doing my finger paints and shit. That's okay with me, but I would probably just get the keyboard. Like that's about it. And oh, you know what? I think I know. I like messaging or tweeting, like while I'm watching my TV. So I have like this like imaginary setup that I really want to try to make with a Mac, with either a MacBook or an iPad Pro, but it's where I have like the messages on the side and I have like the video just like playing like on the main screen, and I just like kind of like tweet and shit like that, like while I'm doing that, because I have this tendency where I just look down on my phone instead of like what I'm watching. I think I just like completely like phased through an episode of Luke Cage season two, like through that, like I don't know which episode, but I'm pretty sure I just did not watch a single episode because I was just like on my phone for a while.
I think we all have
But
that
like
problem.
that's why I want to kind of like what is it called? Like completely mirror what I have on my screen and just like have that little Twitter thing on the side. It's like, oh hey, you fucking Brian. What did he say? Let me say some shit to him. I don't know. But yeah. Did you have you are you able did you find out if you're able to like completely delete your Facebook account?
Yeah, you can.
Have you done it? I'm sorry, I just took a big swig of my coffee.
No, not yet. I haven't done it yet, but I will. I mean,
Because
I want to, if I want to use Facebook, I want to use, the email address that I have access to.
you can't just change the email?
I don't think so.
I just kind of want to delete my account because I deactivated a while ago, but like I don't know, I just didn't find. Well, I found the problems with Facebook. It had nothing to do with what they're in trouble with now. Like they have a lot of problems right now, but this happened way before that. But I felt like I was just. I feel like the messages I was getting from Facebook, like just about random shit, were just like really like a sick puppy, dude. Like it's just like fuck, dude. Like I don't want to deal with this shit right now. It's just like, hey, did you know that Brian posted this? And then he, and it was just like you eating. And I was just like, oh, I knew that. Like we talked about it,
Yeah,
like in real
they
life.
kind of
Nudge you to go back to their site.
it's they involve they're too involved in everybody's activities or like what how can I explain it?
Yeah, let me. Well, the problem that I had was the notifications that I would get, because there was a point where I just stopped like using my Facebook for a while. Well, the account for a while, and it would still like nudge me to go ahead and like interact with other people. And I was just like, I was starting to get like a lot of notifications about that. And I was thinking, I was just like, dude, when I got like a lot more notifications or when I was more involved, how many times did this happen? And how many times did I just like go with it? It's like, oh, you know what? Let me check on Justin's profile just to see what's up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh man, like I don't want to do that shit. Like I think that like the Twitter dot app or like the regular Twitter app on the iPhone will have you do that. It's like, hey, did you hear that Shakira just like posted 12 tweets today? And it turns out she's like in a music event. It's like, oh yeah, But I don't use like a Twitter.app. I actually use a Tweetbot, and that one doesn't bother me at all unless like somebody like at replies me or and that's it. That's it actually, and that's about it. Like, and that's the way I like it. Instagram, like unless you direct message me, like I won't get any notifications, and that's the way I like it. You know, I like to check things like when I want to, but like after a while, like all the notifications I was getting, it was just like, hey, you should use our app, and then like I got rid of the app and I started. Because you don't use the Facebook app on your phone, right? You have
No,
the
I use the
Facebook.
browser.
Yeah, I tried that for a bit. Still hated that shit, you know? Because I would always see they fuck with your email too, man. They'll start sending you like urgent emails, like about like, hey, you can like check this shit out or whatever. It was on my Spamio email account, but I just didn't want to. Just didn't want to do it anymore, man. But this is what it was before, like all the whole like Facebook. What is it called? Cambridge Analytica, or they're in a lot of trouble right now. Like, it's just, yeah. And then they had that like big. They had the biggest stock market loss in a single day, which was like about $17 billion. So yeah, I don't think they're doing too well right now, but I don't know much about business, but that seems pretty like drastic if you ask me. But this happened before that. But anyways, like I just wanted like I wanted to delete my account because they do other stuff like have you heard of like ghost accounts?
I think so. Are there like fake accounts that send you
It's a
friend requests or?
No. Those aren't ghost accounts. I have trouble explaining this because I don't fully understand it, but let me try. Okay. So let's say you don't have a Facebook account, but you'd like to check on like some people like it's kind of hard to avoid, even when you don't have a Facebook account, but people will send you links for Facebook, right? So let's say you go ahead and read that story. You'll be able to, most of the time you won't have to log in to read that story, right? Well, Facebook, like knowing like your phone and your speed and stuff like, or like your phone, your like they'll have something like set up for you, like a specific user ID for you, but you don't have an account, but they'll look at that data too. You feel me? They'll use like cookies because like cookies are like for like keeping your passwords and stuff like that, or for like tracking you. Like, you know what I mean? Or tracking like what you do online with ads. You know what I mean? That's how they get the ads. Well, to my knowledge, maybe I might be, I'm probably fucking wrong. Like, you know what I mean? If any, but I think I'm explaining, I think I'm explaining ghost accounts right. So Facebook will create like a fake profile. Like, you know what I mean? Let's say it's like Facebook profile 019, blah, 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 whatever. And it's not like your actual account, but it'll also log like what you did there. Like, oh, he read this story. Well, we're going to add that to his feed. You feel me? So even when you don't have account, they still have like, so they have information about you. Which is a problem, and people are finding out about them like now. Like, you know, like I don't think it was just like a big issue like before, like how they collect the data, but like now it's just
Ridiculous.
it's Facebook's having a really bad day. No run could help Facebook escape that shit. Oh man, but yeah, I've been wanting to go ahead and sign back in and just completely delete my account, but then I would have to sign back in. And then people would see me for like a little bit and it's like, oh
And
no.
then you would have to wait. What is it?
That's the thing. Like,
You have to wait like
I think you
30,
told me you have to wait.
30 days, and then they'll be completely gone. Like you have to go 30 days without, activating it again, and it'll be completely gone.
This is not a fucking return to Best Buy or Walmart, dude. Fuck off, man. Like, that's the thing I have. Like, I don't even want to reactivate the account because it's gonna have me on there, and then some people are gonna bother me, and I don't know. Facebook turned into like a bunch of old high school friends that I really don't want to talk to anymore, you know, because they'll add you, and then, well, this is what happens in my head. Like, people add me, I'm just like, oh, I feel bad. Like, didn't we date before? Like, I kind of don't want to be your friend. Like, you know what I mean? Oh, that's what would happen, dude. Like, random, like. What was it called? Like, I would have like exes or like people I hung out with or something like that will talk to me. I was just like, dude, like we don't talk anymore. And I'm pretty sure I told you why. But But yeah, well, it happens. It happens, but like I feel like a little bit more forced on Facebook. At least with like Twitter, I'm just like, oh, I'm just not gonna follow that person. They can follow me for all I care, but like I don't have to follow them back. Or like Instagram. But oh, you know what? There was even this like stupid thing where people were like, oh, I'm gonna delete my Facebook account. I'm only gonna use Instagram. Well, Facebook owns Instagram, dude. But at least they have that the right idea with Instagram. Like, you know what I mean? Follow you, like, just because I follow you doesn't mean you have to follow me. You know,
Yeah.
I'm cool with that. I kind of like that system. But yeah, Facebook just turned into that, and I didn't know how to fix it, and I didn't want to fix it. I don't want to like, I don't want to. I really, it's a lot, dude. Like, have you ever gone to their privacy settings page
Yeah,
or whatever? They have a settings, and they have privacy settings, and they have security settings. Like, dude, like, I don't know which one to switch. Like, I know how to use a computer. I know how to navigate through that shit, but do I want to on my off time? Fuck no, dude. Like, I lately, like, my time has been like a lot more precious to me than fucking around with Facebook. And that's weird because I would in high school, like, people would give me their iPods and I would just organize their music. People would pay me like $5 or $10 just to like organize, because you know, like, there's a certain format. It's like, this is track one. Like, I would do that. Like, I would patiently do
Yeah.
that. Why did we talk about Facebook? I forgot.
I cannot
Anyways.
I cannot track backtrack what started.
Look, I mean, my short-term memory is becoming shit. What was I gonna say? Some stupid shit. I don't remember. Oh, there was those robocalls. That's what they're called. That's the correct term for them. The robocalls, like where they randomly call you, or they'll randomly call you from somebody else's number. They're getting fucking crazy, man. They're getting fucking ridiculous. Where they'll call you and it's just like a machine, or but it'll spoof somebody else's number. So like, let's say a robocaller were to call you, it'll show up as my number, and then when you call back, you actually call me. I'm just like, dude, why are you calling me? You know, like, that happened to me on Friday where the other person was trying to call me back, and I was just like, dude, like, but it was the fifth, like, it was like the fourth or fifth time, and the guy was drunk. Like, so
Really?
it was just really hard to explain to the guy. And I was trying, like, the first, like, two or three times, I was trying to be real nice. It's like, mira, señor, or like, look, sir, like, I'm not who you want to talk to. You know how I know? Because I don't want to talk to you. But I'm being nice. I'm gonna explain to you that you have the wrong number. And then, like, I think he got it the first time, but then he just called me like again. He's like, oh yeah, again, come get out. Who am I talking to? He was just like, dude, like, I'm the same guy. Like, I still don't want to talk to you. Like, I don't know how that got lost on the second or third time. And I was being nice that time. It was just like, oh, okay. And I try not to be mean for no reason, but like on the fourth or fifth time, I was just like, I told him like straight up, I was like, who do you want to talk to? Like in Spanish, like, ¿Quién, con quién quieres hablar, güey? Like, who the fuck do you want to talk to? And he was just like, I don't want to say the guy's name, but he was like, I want to talk to this guy. He was just like, I'm not that fucking guy. Like, you realize that, right? Like, I'm not that fucking guy. Okay? You have the wrong number. I need to go. And I would just say bye. And then, dude, no later than like 2 minutes later, he calls me back again. I was just like, dude, you still have the wrong number. I don't know what changed in the past 2 minutes that you had to call me again. Oh yeah, that's right, you're drunk. And I just the reason I didn't do that was because I was driving. Like, you know what I mean? And as soon as I got home, I just blocked the number. I'm just like, dude, fuck off, man. Like, how do you not get that? Like, I'm still not the same person. But yeah, that's what happened. At this point, I just wish I could just take the whole phone function out of my phone, because I feel like that's what's slowing it down. Because for the most part, I'm okay with messaging, or even like that little walkie-talkie feature that's kind of like on the messaging. I like that. Like, if I just need to send you something real quick, it's like, hey, Brian, I'm gonna say some funny shit. Here you go. And that's it. That's probably the thing I'm most excited for. Because you brought it up a little while ago, but we used to use Voxer, and I like that. I used to like doing that. It's like, hey, Brian, what do you do? Or you know what? Even goes back further than that. Like, I used to have a Nextel phone, or what was it before that? It was Nextel, right? Nextel?
Yeah.
A little chirp. Fucking love that shit, dude. I would love doing that all day. Just like, well, I got one for work, and that's just the way I would talk to you. Was like, hey, what are you doing? It feels really cool. But
you're so into social media things back then.
Yeah,
like you were the one that told me to get Voxer. I was like, what the fuck is that? You're like, just get it, dude. Just get it. You better fucking get it. That's what you told me.
Oh, well, yeah. I feel like I shouldn't do that anymore, but yeah, I do that a lot, huh?
No, you.
I forced you into getting like social media accounts and shit.
No, back then you did, not so much now.
Oh yeah, because like now I'm like super private.
Yeah.
I really don't like. When's the last thing that you see me post, dude? Like, I think I posted a picture of my face and that was it.
You know what's funny is that I was gonna comment, or I did comment on that, right? But it took me a while.
You did.
Yeah. It took me a while because I was like, oh, I'm gonna comment. What did I put? Sexy beast or some shit?
Yeah, and something like you're a sexy beast or some shit.
And I was like, wait. I was like, is this Luis or is this Claudia's brother? One of her brothers, because it looked like one of her brothers at the time, because guys kind of look alike. And I was like, shit, I don't want to put.
Oh, you think me and Jose look alike?
I don't know which one it was, but you just look like one of her brothers. And I was like, wait, I don't want to comment sexy beast if he's putting up a photo of one of her brothers. And I was like, no, that's him. I was like, no, wait, that's him.
Why would I post a picture of my fucking brother?
I have no idea.
Like, I'm starting to think like I'm thinking in what world would that be normal? Like,
well,
because you know what? Like, if I want to like share something, I'll share it with you. Like, if I want you to see it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a lot of things change. Like, you know, especially when you're younger, it's a lot easier to get into like social media. It really is. But then you realize what you're giving up the whole time. Like, well, fuck. I mean, a lot of what's happening to me now with all these robocalls, it might have been something that I did when I was younger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It very well could have been, you know? Or maybe it was the person that had this phone number before me, because they recycle that shit, you know? So, I don't know. I'm a lot more cautious these days. Well, not cautious. Mindful. It's the same thing as cautious, right? So I'm a lot more cautious about what I do on the internet and like how I do it. It just feels, there's a big dichotomy from who I was then to who I am now. But it's because like humans change after a while. You know what I mean? I don't think I'll be the same person in a couple of years either. You know?
Yeah. We evolve.
I even used to hate people that grew beards. And now I have like a full on beard.
Yeah, you would like, you would never grow your beard.
I remember. What,
you would never grow your beard. You would always shave it. You're like, nah, man, I'm going to shave this shit.
I would get pissed. Like, but it became like more and more socially acceptable and helped me out. It started off with, when we were going to the Drunken Clam, and Will grew out his beard. And then I wanted to grow out my beard too. You feel me? Like, I was just like, but I didn't. But then with this... there was some recent employment I got, and it was okay to grow a beard, so I did it. And then, like, this one, they don't give a shit either, so I just did it. Like, you know what I mean? Most of the time, it's because, like, they didn't, like my employer wouldn't want me to have my beard long. You feel me? But now it's just, like, it's a lot more socially acceptable to where, one, I can stop being a little bitch about it. And it's just a lot more acceptable. But I remember I used to say that, like, people with beards, like, because it does show things like outwardly. I think it does still give some of that perception. But nowadays it's acceptable to the point where that kind of perception is a lot less perceived these days. So I used to think people were like lazy, to show that they didn't have like any type of discipline. Because back in the day, like if you didn't shave or anything, it showed that you like it looked like you were like hungover. Well, to me, it looked like that. Like you were hungover, some bad shit happened that you couldn't even shave. You know what I mean? Like it meant something like
you had a rough night or something.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Well, they even did it with like what Looney Tunes. Like they would just like they would come back with like, you know, 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah, they did that with like, a lot of cartoons.
It meant they had a rough night.
Yeah.
when Sony leaked out like people's like credit card information, it was still around that time, but like that was it's because I think I heard it from the there's this podcast I used to listen to. Well, I still listen to it. It's called Podcast Beyond. But they talked to one of the, I forgot his name. It's not one of the guys from Sony. So anyways, he was working on that whole leak of information and trying to make it right for people by giving them certain titles or something like that for free. Well, what I ended up seeing was the way that he explained how rough he had it during that time. It was just like, I grew this epic beard. Like, you know what I mean? It was him telling people, like, I was so preoccupied with this that I was probably working here, sleeping here, and working on it. Like, you know what I mean? And that's even then, like, it still showed, like, hey, I was working harder. You know what I mean? But now I have a beard, so I guess you could call me lazy and disciplined, whatever. But yeah, I'm that now. I get a little taste of my own medicine, but people don't mind it. I don't know. I think my girlfriend minds it, but she just doesn't mind it. Like, there's a certain point where it gets really bad, and it's getting close. But I think I just need to trim the sides or something like that.
Forget.
Even then, I don't think I want to. It's getting fucking annoying, dude. Because like having a beard just really gets fucking annoying. Like it straight up does, especially the mustache part. I don't like it.
Yeah. But has your daughter ever seen you without your beard?
Yeah, I think she freaks out. Like that's why, like now, like even when I shave it off, like I have her there, like just watching me shave my beard. She'll freak out. Like people, and then like nothing's worse than when you shave your beard and then like they just never seen you like without it.
Yeah.
Like I have a lot of pictures of me without my beard. Like a lot of the pictures that I have are me with no beard. In fact, I
Yeah.
have like almost zero pictures of me with a beard. There's like one. Like
Which is the
online
one
of
that
me
you,
with a beard.
which is what you recently posted.
Pretty much, dude. Like I really don't like growing out a beard or like showing that I grow a beard. You know? I think it
Yeah.
also goes along with like there's a lot of what is it called? It's not so much having a beard, but there's beard isms. You feel me? Where, okay,
Beardisms.
so yeah, so there's this guy at work where he's just like he'll show me some shit about beards and stuff like that, and just like I don't give a shit about that. Like I'll comb my shit, but like I don't like talking up. Like you feel me? Like how can I put it? Like they'll talk about it like they're talking about like fucking working on a car. Or like doing some shit on Photoshop. Like, you know what I mean? They'll talk about it like that way. Well, I use this sea salt spray and you should totally use it because it'll give that real shine for your type of beard. I'm just like, dude, I don't want to hear that shit. Like, you know what I mean? He talks to me a lot about it. And I'm just like, dude, like, I don't really want to talk about this. You know what I mean? Like, do you want to talk about the Dallas Cowboys? I don't know. These days lately, I'm also having like a little bit of a communication problem where I just can't convey what I want to tell people, where I just don't even say it at all sometimes. But that's just me. But yeah, that's essentially a beardism where they'll like talk about their beard, like oh, like he was trying to show me a shirt for like breast cancer awareness or something like that, and it was like beards for boobs or boobies, like show me your boobs and I'll show you my beard or something like
Really?
that, and I don't know. Yeah, it's stupid, right? Like it's really stupid. Like I didn't like the shirt either. Like I just didn't like the shirt because I thought it was stupid because it's a beardism. You feel me? Like it's just like
Yeah.
it's about that culture. And he thought like him showing me that would make us like you know like you know how people like try to talk to you and just like oh dude like this is not working. Like I don't think we're gonna be friends. Like you don't know how to tell them. Just like oh man, let's go ahead and hang out next week. He's like oh maybe not.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the way I feel with this guy. He's just like he's trying to connect, but he's just like, oh, dude, like this, like I don't know if you know this, but like you doing this makes me want to hang out with you less, because I feel like when I talk to that guy, all we're gonna be talking about is like his beard and my beard. It's like I don't want to do that. Like that's the last thing I want to talk about, you know?
Yeah, in a way, it's kind of weird though to be talking
Some
about
people will do
like.
that. Okay. Okay, so like if I ha like okay, if I'm talking with a barber and he talks about hair, Okay, I get that. That's all you do. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you
Yeah.
hear me? Or if he was like, you know what? If you let me, like, I could do this shit with your beard. Like, you know what I mean? I've had people tell me that. It's like, you know what? It's kind of puffy on the sides. You need to take that off. And the reason you need to take that off is because it makes your face look skinnier. You know what I mean? Like, they'll say some shit like that. Or like, hey, if you smile and you trim your beard like that, you should probably do that. Like my like the guy that cuts my hair, he's told me that shit before, and it makes sense. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it makes sense. But like, this guy is just like, beard right? Like, I don't want to fucking talk about. Like, that's all. Like, that's all he says. Like, what he says has nothing of substance. And I met a few people like that. It's just like, yeah, beard this, beard. Like, I don't do that shit, dude. Like, I hardly even comb this bitch. Like,
Beards,
yeah.
bro.
There's people like that, and they feel like, hey, you got a beard, I've got a beard. We're gonna be best friends. Like, I don't know, dude. Like, most people I hang out with don't even have beards, dude.
You're
Actually,
like
dude,
trying
I
to
think.
change the, you're like trying to change the subject, and they're just like, yeah, but does that guy have a beard?
Yeah, he's kind of like that, dude. And I don't, that's why I kind of like talking to him. And he gets, I don't know. And he's got like, he's got that type of beard. Like, okay, like my beard's like kind of full. Like, it just like grows down. And it's just like real, like, it's not like thick or anything. Like, it's not like super thick. Like, you can, like, it's still like pretty like light and like volume or whatever the fuck you want to call it. But his is the type of beard that like kind of like chokes in. So you see his jawline, and then you see his beard like go to the bottom, and it like goes in, and then it goes back out, but like in two, like roots. You feel me? So it'll go in and then back out like an hourglass shape. And it was just like, dude, like, you wanted your beard to look like that? Like, and for like, for somebody who talks a lot about their beard, it looked like shit, dude. Like, you know, like, fuck, dude. Like, I don't know. Like, if you ask me, like, his beard looked like shit. Like, you know what I mean? I at least like try to like make mine presentable and shit like that. But I don't like talking about it. You feel me? I don't know.
Yeah.
So yeah, essentially, I don't like talking that fucking way. Is what I'm trying to say. And if you ever hear beardism, that's what it fucking means. Like, I don't like that shit. Like, I don't like, oh, hey, we're both beard bros. Like, I don't really want to talk to you anymore. Like, that's essentially it. But if that was like his whole life and he's done competitions, like, oh, okay, I could understand why you're tall as Tom. Like, you know what I mean? There's people that just, that's all they do is they just prepare their beard and they'll do the mustache competition, and that's what they do for most of the year. And they'll win those competitions and they'll get that money, you know? Okay, it's cool. I feel it's acceptable for that guy to say it because that's all he does and stuff like that. But it's just like, dude, like, is this all you want to talk about? Like, nah, you know what I mean? Like, have you ever like ridden a skateboard? You like video
Does it
games?
with a beard?
Actually, you know what? Fuck, dude. Have you seen fucking Ezekiel Elliott?
Yeah.
Dude, he looks fucking scary as fuck with that shit, dude. Like, oh man.
And with that fucking crazy hair that he has now.
As long as he doesn't make his hair look like Lil Yachty, I think we're all good. And I like Lil Yachty, but like, I don't know. Sometimes he takes a little bit too far, dude. No, man. But did you have anything else that you wanted to say on this podcast?
Hey, did you hear about the mall shooting?
There was a shooting at the. That's the reason we didn't go to the mall today, dude. We were gun, like, of all days to go to the mall. Like, we were in other days, but
Yeah,
like, yeah, like, I heard about the shooting. There's a reason we didn't go, but there's another thing. Like, when I was younger, I'd probably just go because like I felt like I was just expendable. But now these days, I'm just like, fuck, man. I kind of want to be around for a while. But I think it was like a robbery or some stupid shit like that. But like, yeah, we totally didn't go.
it wasn't really a shooting. It was a they were trying to rob, but
You
they
know what?
really
You
didn't.
tell me the story, dude. I haven't read up on this, and I don't give a shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? That's how little, because it's not even my thing anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even live
Yeah.
on it. So, what happened, bro? Like, what did you read?
Well, there's really not much. They just I get there's a surveillance video of the store they were trying to rob. It was like some jewelry store inside the mall.
Okay.
Douche and Douche. I think that's not how you pronounce it, but it
That
looks
is
that's
not the way you pronounce it, but yeah,
and
let's go with douche and douche just for this story.
yeah, from the surveillance, you know, they just come waltzing in with their guns and telling the I guess a security guard that was there, like to get on the ground, and there was like families around, but you know, the families ended up walking off. Well, there's this guy that's just like standing there in the corner, like I don't know what the fuck he's doing. They didn't look like they know what they were trying to do.
Are these the suspects, or are they like the victim, like the victims? Are you saying there was some guy just standing as a victim or as a suspect?
The suspect.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, they don't know what the fuck they were doing, man. One of them was standing in the corner where, like, if you were to come in, like, you wouldn't have been able to see him. Like, if you were to come in through like a certain entrance, and that's where the cops came in through. And the cops came in, you know, like holding their guns and whatever. The guy that was standing in the corner, he was just kind of like watching the cops, like, you know, take down his other buddies. And then somebody, you know, saw him and they waved their gun at him and he kind of just fucking dropped his shotgun or whatever the fuck he was holding. And that was it.
They come on, man. Like, I would have just been like, oh, dude, like, me too.
Like,
he was just there standing, like, with his shotgun, like, ready, like, you're just watching his friends, like, get like,
Dude
or what?
Oh, great. Yeah. And the cops didn't see him at first, so that's why. And I was like, these guys were not ready. They were scared or some shit. I mean, he had a chance to, like, I wouldn't have wanted it to happen, but he had a chance to, like, actually, you know, shoot the officers without them even knowing.
Well, you know what? You know, at the end of the day, thank God they didn't do like.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Not that I wanted that to happen.
Not that you wanted to, but like I see what you're coming from. Like, he had the chance. I know what you're saying, but I don't know. These days, I don't want your fucking words to be misconstrued. You know what I mean? Like, fuck that, dude. So I just want to make that real clear. Like, he's not advocating for violence, but it's just like. So they had shotguns, or did any of them?
Oh, one of them did. Yeah, one of them had a handgun. They all had like a different type of gun. But yeah, they, I don't know. I don't know why they did that. Like, it looked like it was not even planned out very well.
It was like just they a just waste like of... watched the show and they were just like, let's do it. Like, yeah. They watched Ocean's 11 and they were like, let's do it.
Yeah, like they're gonna try to rob jewelry and money, I guess, inside a mall, and expecting to get away with it.
I mean, I think they could have done it, but... Well, I think you could get away, but it's just like, well, fuck, dude. Like, I mean... You know what? I think, like, a lot of that movie shit just does not work in real life. It's like, even when you case the place and find out what's going on, it's like... Still, dude, like, fuck. It doesn't, like, fully prepare you for what's going to happen. What if you just have that one cop that's just, like, right there? It just happens to be going to the mall and going to douche and douche. It's just like, I'm going to get it done. You know what I mean? There's always actually that could happen. But yeah, like, well, yeah, there's a reason I didn't go to the mall. And you know what? Sometimes you think it's gang related and stuff like that. Like, that's a real scary thing sometimes, like here in the valley, dude. So fuck, I don't want that to happen. And I didn't want my family to be near that shit, so fuck that.
Yeah, I mean, at first when I heard about it, because at first they were saying it was a shooting, but I thought it was something gang-related. Like, I was like, I know I'm probably being a little, you know, leaning towards a race or whatever, but I don't think Hispanics are really known to just go in guns blazing and just shoot everybody for no reason. It's usually because of a gang thing.
Well, but, no, I think you should put some perspective, but, like, we live in a place where it's, like, 90% Hispanic, so it's just, like, it's just, they're regular people. Like, I mean, like, for us, it's just like, oh, fuck. Like, I think why that guy didn't shoot those people was just like, oh, man, I could either do 5 years or I could do fucking, like, 25.
Yeah. Just doing the, I guess at that point, he probably figured the cops were there. I mean, there was no way he was going to escape either
dude,
way.
Like, so. You know what? I could see, you know what? Like, I'm gonna play devil's advocate. Like, if I was that guy, I would freeze up too. You know why?
Because it's a scary situation?
No, because if you make the wrong move, they'll shoot you.
Yeah, that is true.
So, you know what? Maybe that's why he was frozen. He's like, okay, let me just keep my shotgun up. Because, like, let's say you walk towards them. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's still kind of scary. Like, you know what I mean? It's scary on both sides. Like, you know what I mean? Like, well, fuck. Like, you're going to a cop and you don't know what the fuck is going on. And then there's a guy there that you just didn't see before. You know what I mean? That's scary as fuck. That guy could have shot both, like, whoever's there in that video. Whereas you're the perpetrator, just like, I just made a stupid decision with like two of my friends and they're both getting subdued. If I just stay here real still, they might not see me. Because I can tell you right now, dude, like I'm pretty sure a lot of math was going in his head. It's just like, dude, like, fuck, it's 5 years. Dude, if I moved, oh man, like if I even point the gun at the officer, that's probably like attempted aggravated assault to a police officer. Nonetheless, it's like, well, fuck. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because that's the way it could be construed, like without the video, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he doesn't know there's fucking video cameras there. But once again, I'm playing devil's advocate. Fuck, I can't, I mean, like, I don't want anybody to get shot. I don't want anybody to steal shit either. But yeah, that's the reason we didn't go to the mall today. We're going tomorrow, though. Nah, man. But I think I'm going to cut it off right here, dude. Do you want? Have you been listening to anything, or you've been watching anything that you maybe want to suggest to our fans?
To our fan, yeah. I'm just kidding.
To our fan, that one person. I think there's like two or three people that have listened to our podcast. I think. Well, that's more than I was expecting.
I think. Well, last week. I want to say it was.
I like the way you said that.
Oh. Muse released a new song, and this album seems like it's going a really different direction. Kind of interesting in a way.
But yeah. What's called the name of the single or the album? Excuse me.
I don't know about the album. They're just releasing songs before the actual album is ready.
Got
so the. The God's plan. God's plan.
What's the name of the single?
The single is called Something Human.
Oh, dude, that sounds badass. What was the last album? It was Drones.
Yeah, it was Drones.
I like that one. Well, there was like a one song. Well, there's a few songs actually. No, I never used to like Muse before. Like I started hanging out with you. Every time I hear one of their albums, there's always just like that one song that I'll hear. It's just like, oh shit, they will. Like, dude, that guy has like a really powerful voice. But like, fuck, I listen like, yeah. As long as I set my radio right, or like, what is it called? Radio? What the fuck am I talking about? Like my iPhone to the right settings, it sounds perfect because you really have to get those mids out there. But like, I feel like in hip hop, like I don't really need mids. I'd rather just have like the fucking like bass just all the way up, and it's just like I get everything I need. Or what is it called, the high notes? Like I don't really need that shit for hip-hop, like,
yeah,
that shit down. But for like rock, you need both of those, like in high, and like you could actually just like pull back the bass. Let's see, if you haven't watched it already, it was like heavily being advertised, especially since the second season's coming out. But we ended up watching The Sinner. If anything, you should watch that. It has Jessica Biel. I think she even produced it. But that whole it's like one of those things where like one season is one story, another season is a different story, kind of like American Horror Story. It's like that. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I was thinking of another show that was like that, but yeah, that's a good example.
Well, have you seen Fargo?
No, I have not.
Fargo is like that. Actually, Fargo is pretty good too. If you happen to watch The Sinner, watch Fargo too. Like, fuck, man, that one's really good. But it's more of like a crime thing. I don't know. It's kind of like True Detective. Well, The Sinner is like True Detective. It's like it's just like really like cop drama-y, but it's more in like the victim's perspective, and like it's pretty good, man. Like the first episode really makes you want to keep on watching it. And it's on Netflix. The whole first season. The next season starts on August 1st. And if you want to listen to something, let's see. I've been listening to Yes Indeed by Lil Baby and Drake because, you know, Drake's everywhere right now. So, yeah, that or Nonstop. You can listen to Nonstop. And we didn't make an episode last week, but it's because it was Brian's birthday. I didn't really want to do a podcast. So, yeah, Brian's older now.
Yeah, I'm
I
old.
Didn't tell people you're everything, but he's older now. I don't know. But I don't know. I'm real happy about it.
And I'm not.
Well, fuck, I mean my birthday's coming up soon, but fuck, I don't really want to talk about that. All right. right, man. Well, you know what? If you want to get in contact with us, we have a Twitter account. It's @AudioSyncratica with the at symbol for the A. So that's at @UDIOSYNCRATIC. AudioSyncratica. So there's an A at the end because I forgot how to spell my own show's name. Well, I'm Luis, and that's Brian signing off.